Okay, ever since Donald Trump's failed effort to overturn his election defeat in 2020, we've heard stories about threats and harassment for local officials who run elections.
It's becoming clear that many of these officials have decided they just don't want to put up with that anymore. A new report out today says that in some states, more than half of the local election officials have left their jobs since 2020.
Wow. NPR voting correspondent Miles Parks has that story. He's in our studios, Studio 31 here in Washington. Good morning, Miles.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
What are the facts?
So this group, Issue One, which is a democracy-focused advocacy group, has basically been tracking since 2020 election officials leaving their jobs. And they looked at Western states, the 11 states that make up the Western United States, and found that half of voters live in a jurisdiction where the chief local election official will be new in 2024 compared to 2020. And that is almost certainly tied to the environment changing, specifically around election conspiracy theories.
Okay, when we hear more than half of officials in some states have left their jobs, what are you hearing from some of those people?
Yeah, I talked about it for a while with Josh Daniels, who ran elections in Utah County, Utah. He's a Republican. But he decided not to run for re-election in 2022, specifically because of these election conspiracies. He said he spent hundreds of hours over the last couple of years researching and debunking these sorts of theories that just kept popping up from voters.
Really was like, you know, the twilight zone of government service, Groundhog Day, as it were, that every day you wake up and it's the same thing over and over again. It doesn't matter how much information and data you share. It doesn't matter how many concerns you answer. There will just be a new group of critics to again dish out the new conspiracy of the day.
I'm thinking about this guy's location because he's in Utah, which is not the most Trumpy of states. But I guess if you have even 100 or 1,000 conspiracy theorists in your state, that can keep you really busy. Are there places in this country where it's even worse than in Utah?
What we seem to be seeing is that it's worse in places where threats are the worst. That's swing states, places with competitive districts.
Oh.
In Arizona, 55% of the local chief election officials will be new in 2020. In Nevada, that number's 59%.
Hmm.
Kim Wyman is the former Republican Secretary of State of Washington. I talked to her about this. She told me basically county clerks gritted their teeth, pushed through 2020, in a lot of cases through 2022, but that this is not a sustainable work environment. She got emotional talking to me about it.
Everybody kind of hunkered down and you just began to believe it was just you. I'm good. I'll go on. And I think now, 3 years later, we're talking about it. And we're realizing we went through trauma.
You have to remember, Steve, these county clerks are often not paid very much money. And a lot of times they have other responsibilities in addition to running elections. So then you add in this threat environment, and it's just too much for a lot of people to take.
What does all this mean for 2024?
Well, you know, people in new jobs make more mistakes. So what I kept hearing from experts is that they expect new clerks to make more human mistakes. In a normal election scenario, there are all sorts of checks and balances to make sure those mistakes don't translate to results.
Sure.
But in nowadays, you know, human mistakes can mean more conspiracies.
Oh, something went a little wrong. It didn't actually matter, but it's going to be grist for someone to talk
about. Exactly.
Miles, thanks for coming by. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
That's NPR's Miles Parks.